The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Companies to watch.
Welcome to Companies to Watch, and the spotlight today is on Cromwell European REIT. So this REIT has a focus on office and light industrial logistics sectors, and like its name suggests, in Europe. So it has a portfolio of nearly 100 properties in major gateway cities like Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, and etc. So this portfolio has about an appraised value of 1.8 billion euros as of end of March. And to tell us more about CE REIT, we have with us Shane Hagen, Chief Financial Officer of Cromwell European REIT. Morning, Shane. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Thank you. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so you've got this Cromwell European REIT just listing in 2017 at a IPO price of about 55 cents, and now it's trading about 50 cents. Before we get into those numbers, give us a sense of the portfolio and your presence in Europe. How do you approach your investment?
Yeah, so we have a portfolio of 97 properties, as you mentioned, located in 7 countries in Europe. We have the Netherlands, Italy, France, Germany, Finland, Denmark, and Poland. One interesting feature of our portfolio is that most of the properties are on freehold land, and that is quite different to what we see in Singapore, where we see properties on short leaseholds. So we have an approach called a barbell approach.
What's a barbell approach?
Yeah, this is our approach to portfolio management, whereby the stability and security of the leases provided by our office assets is balanced by potentially higher returns coming from the light industrial and logistics areas.
So you've got one side that's a bit more conservative and one side that's higher growth.
That's right.
What's the other part of the barbell?
No, that is the barbell balanced between office and industrial properties. Yeah, so we have diversification, firstly across many countries in Europe, but also across those two asset classes of office and industrial.
All right, Shane, so I'm just going to pick up on one of the countries you're in. You mentioned many countries like Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Poland. So Poland's an interesting one because when you went to IPO, some of the investors were a bit jitterish about you going to Poland, and you had to take out some of these assets in the retail sector before you could go back into the IPO phase. So you had to do it twice. Why are you bullish on Poland?
Actually, Poland has been an outstanding economy for the last few years. And just recently, we've seen good economic growth. Actually, it's one of the outstanding performers in Europe right now. So we're quite excited about Poland. And I think if you look at international investment into Poland in the last few years, we have seen a lot more interest, particularly in 2018. Warsaw, the capital of Poland, was actually ranked 10th in the world in terms of foreign direct investment. So we see, and others also see, the attractiveness of Poland.
Okay, that includes the retail sector. So you might go back into that space one day?
Our mandate is primarily around office and light industrial logistics, but retail sometimes maybe make up part of that.
Okay, and since we're on the topic of Europe, we have a lot of things happening in Europe. You've got the EU parliamentary elections recently, and you have the trade war front with what's happening between Donald Trump and the EU. What's your take on the business confidence that's happening that you have in Europe right now with all this happening in the background?
Europe's actually looking quite good. I mean, everybody talks about the risk of the currency, but for us, I think the economies are performing quite well. We're diversified by exposure to many different countries. Some are performing better than others. And over all of this, what we see is very low interest rates.
So Shane, when you talk to your tenants, are they asking for different type of arrangements or lower rates to weather the storm?
No, we're not really seeing that. So there are sometimes incentives given in terms of rent-free, but this is typical across most countries, actually.
Okay, so business as usual for your tenants. So it looks like performance in terms of financials is quite steady. So we are chatting with Shane Hagen. He is the Chief Financial Officer for Cromwell European REIT. So Shane, on the financial performance, it seems like you've outperformed forecasts in all 5 reporting period since you've listed. Give us a sense how well you've been doing.
We listed, as you mentioned, November 2017, so we've had 5 reporting periods. We have exceeded the forecast in the IPO prospectus for each of those 5, and that was from our performance from gross revenue and from net property income as well.
So is this likely to be sustainable? Are you actually hoping for or expecting things to pick up from here?
We are reporting on the forecast, the IPO forecast, for the remainder of this year. In the first quarter of 2019, we actually achieved gross revenue of about $40 million, which was actually 31% above the forecast. Because in December and January, we completed the acquisition of some 22 properties to take our portfolio to 97. So we were well outperforming the IPO forecast. In terms of our DPU, we're actually 6% above the IPO forecast for the first quarter of this year.
Okay, Shane, just to wrap things up, we've got a lot of talk about how the yield curves have been inverting, a lot of focus on interest rates with the talk about how the Fed might be cutting rates again, maybe twice this year. So where are we in terms of the rates affecting your REIT as well as maybe your view on acquisitions?
Yeah, so unlike what we've seen in Singapore, the interest rates in Europe haven't really followed that of the US. So we haven't seen any increase in the last few years. Interest rates have really remained low. In fact, in the Eurozone, the three-month Euribor trades at a negative, roughly negative 30 basis points. So interest rates are actually negative. Recently, the ECB vice president made an announcement that his view was that this low interest rate environment is with us for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Shane. We've been chatting with Shane Hagan. He is the Chief Financial Officer for Cromwell European REIT on Companies to Watch.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.